topic we can talk about.
All right, so it's Gutex. I'm here with Zorin, and it's day two of the Esports Business Summit. Zorin, what were some of the highlights or lowlights from today?
Oh, wow. That's quite the question, Gutex. Thank you for posing that to me. The highlights, I think, would have to be, honestly, seeing everyone in the industry in one place is always something I enjoy. Catching up with some familiar faces that I haven't seen, some of them in a long time, actually. That's always cool. Lowlights would be some of the panels I feel were not that interesting.
Yeah.
I feel like the presentation could have been,
All I heard today was authenticity.
I mean, that's such a big point, though. Like, I feel like it's important to drive that point home for people who are not necessarily into esports. They think that they can cash in on esports and be like, oh yeah, gamers, we get gamers. No, gamers will sniff you out at a second's notice.
For being inauthentic.
So that's why I think it's important, and it's good that they kind of, I know it's old news to people like you and I, like inauthenticity is like, oh yeah, that's like a no-brainer. But for them, they need to learn that.
Yeah. there were a lot of people spouting the value of authenticity today. And the only thing that I could think was like, well, how do we get all of these people concerned with authenticity in esports to be more authentic? And the only way that I can think for them to do that is to contact Gutex at crosscounter.tv and Zorin
at crosscounter.tv
and hit us with all of your struggles with authenticity, because clearly you're not the only one. All right, bye.